I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Evening News for Monday, January 8. Coming up, emergency funds approved for rain-hit parishes, Education Ministry to outline grooming and nutrition policy for schools, and Finance Minister commends a kompong on setting example of peace. The news in detail after the break.
The Ministry of National Security has implemented effective policing as part of its national security strategy. Crime is reduced through a partnership with the police for effective policing. Crime reduction in Jamaica requires a strong partnership between the police, the people, and communities. Effective policing, creating a safer environment for all Jamaicans. A message from the Ministry of National Security, creating a safer and prosperous Jamaica.
Now the news. Minister of Local Government and Community Development Desmond McKenzie has so far approved $10 million in emergency funds in response to damage caused by heavy rains since late last week. The minister has given a directive for the immediate release of the money to be used to clear roads blocked by land slippages and other debris and to implement emergency road works. In a release from the ministry, Mr. McKenzie noted that $3 million will be allocated to each municipal corporation of the two worst affected parishes, while the local authorities of the other two less affected parishes will receive $2 million each. The minister has also given approval for municipal corporations to use their special grant for repairs to deal with emergencies across the parishes as necessary. Flooding and landslides have so far been reported in Portland, St. Anne, St. Mary, and Trelawney. A damage assessment report is being prepared by chief engineering officers of the affected municipal corporations to be used in the development of a comprehensive road repair and rehabilitation program. Education, Youth and Information Minister Senator Will Reid says the ministry intends to outline the proposed grooming and nutrition policy for schools this academic term. The minister said last year Jamaica did not have a persistent and consistent message regarding healthy lifestyles and good nutritional practices, which permeated to the country's schools.
During the course of this term, we also intend to outline the proposed grooming and nutrition policy for schools. This is aimed at promoting a more healthy lifestyle among our students. In addition, as part of the wider government policy, we have made a commitment to place stronger emphasis on the development of Jamaica's early child education sector.
Discussions have been held with the Inter-American Development Bank to develop nutritional guidelines for schools. Tax Administration Jamaica will open several of its tax offices on Saturday, January 13, the last day of the traffic ticket amnesty. A recent press release from the agency outlined that the tax offices in Santa Cruz, Kingston, Constant Spring, Montego Bay, Spanish Down, Port Maria, Maypen, Mandeville, Savannah-Lamar, and St. Anne's Bay will be open from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The tax office at Portmore will be open during its normal Saturday hours of 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday. Motorists may pay their traffic fines in line or online using the designated e-tax spots at any of the listed locations. Customers are reminded that they must have either the ticket number or the traffic ticket itself to facilitate easy payment either at tax offices or online via the TAJ portal at jamaicatax.gov.jm. Persons with queries about any outstanding tickets may contact the Jamaica Constabulary Forces Call Center at 948-0411 between 8:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. Mondays to Thursdays and between 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Fridays. And Minister of Finance and the Public Service Ole Shaw has commended the Akompong Town Maroons for being a beacon of hope and example of how to live peaceably in Jamaica. Minister Shaw says the fact that Akompong Town in St. Elizabeth had registered only two murders in 280 years makes it the most peaceful place in Jamaica. Meanwhile, Minister Shaw emphasized the importance of instilling values in children that will enable them to become responsible and productive citizens, following the example of the Maroons.
Let us be free to educate our children from the earliest of stages. Then we need to be free to promote peace, not war. Then we need to be free to be productive in all that we do with honest labor.
Minister Shaw was addressing the 280th anniversary celebrations to mark the signing of the peace treaty between the Akompong Town Maroons and the British in 1738, held Saturday, January 6. That was JRS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.